Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Public Records Online Directory now available for MO Real Estate Pros. A centralized online directory of Missouri public records has been published, making state-level records searchable from one location. Real estate professionals in MO can quickly access public records essential for title research, property due diligence, and transaction verification. Bookmark this resource for streamlined access to Missouri public records. publicrecords.ronline.com/state/MO. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Property Records Search Tool launches for MO Real Estate Pros. PropertyChecker.com now offers a Missouri-specific property records, owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property data across the state. missouri.propertychecker.com/to-your-toolkit for faster property record lookups. Missouri Real Estate Headlines, Pike County Assessor website, MO Property Valuation Resource. The Pike County Assessor maintains an online portal for property assessment information in Pike County, Missouri. Real estate professionals in MO rely on county assessor data for accurate property valuations, tax estimates, and comparable sales analysis in Pike County transactions. Visit https://pike.missouriassessors.com/to-access Pike County property records and assessment tools. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Jackson County Recorder of Deeds updates public records search options for MO professionals. The Jackson County Recorder of Deeds offers online and in-person public record searches, with telephone searches prohibited per County Code 925.1. Real estate professionals in MO conducting due diligence on property titles and transactions in Jackson County can now access records through a streamlined online portal or in-office visits. Visit https://aumentumweb.jacksongov.org/to-search-public-records-online or plan an in-office visit. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Understanding Real Estate Commission Rates in Missouri. A guide. Explore Missouri's real estate commission rates with our detailed guide. Learn about commission structures, national comparisons, and saving strategies relevant to real estate professionals operating in MO. Read the source, cliffboroughrealestate.com/blog, real estate date-agent commission in Missouri /Missouri Real Estate Updates. The Missouri Real Estate Commission information. The Missouri Real Estate Commission information. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MO. Read the source www.slewisrealestate.com/Missouri Real Estate Commission information/Missouri Real Estate Updates. County Assessor. Check out more details about the County Assessor on this page. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MO. Read the source hite.claycountymo.gov/208county-assessor. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Search by property address, 16th Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri, missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MO. Read the source, h16thcircuit.org/search-by-property-address. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1, performed before purchase, establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.